So as the story continues to unfold in Mitzrayim, we seem to see a repetition of a conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu Shalom, repetitious of what happened last week. And it's interesting because the Psukim say it as follows, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. First Moshe, the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael, as we know, didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayidaber Moshe Kein El Bnei Yisrael. Vilo Shamu El Moshe Mikotze Ruach Umei Avoida Kasha. They were too worn out. They were soon too tired. Therefore, they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes back, and the Rebbeinu Shem tells him and sends him to Paro. And the pasuk says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Ani Hashem daber el Paro Melech Mitzrayim eis kol asher ani doiver elecha. Go tell Paro everything I told you." Vayomer Moshe lifnei Hashem, "Hein ani aral sifasayim. I'm aral sifasayim. Ve'eich yishma." Paro, I'm a Ras of Asayim, so how could it be that Paro is going to listen to me? Paro's not going to listen because I'm harder to speak, I don't speak well. So we know that right when the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Moshe Rabbeinu says as follows, Vayidaber Moshe lefnei Hashem leimor, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shomu elai, ve'eich yishma'enu faro, v'ani aral sifasayim. So first, Moshe Rabbeinu responds to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. First of all, there's a kavu chaymer. If Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me, so al achaz kama v'kama, Paro's not going to listen to me, and I'm an aral sifasayim. Now there are those mefarshim that understand that this is all one claim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was under the assumption that the reason why Klal Yisrael didn't listen was because he's an aral sifasayim. So part of the kavu chaymer is. He didn't listen to me because I'm hard of speaking. I don't speak well. So achas kama v'kama. Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me because I don't speak well. Achas kama v'kama paro. But it certainly sounds from the pasuk pshat in the psukim. Certainly sounds from the pasuk pshat in the psukim that it's two separate things. First of all, there's a kal v'chomer. There's a kal v'chomer. If they didn't listen to me, why would paro listen to me? And furthermore, v'ani aral sefasayim. But then we continue through the psukim, as I just mentioned, and then, right before the story continues, Moshe Rabbeinu again complains to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and there the Torah only says, V'ani aral sifasayim, v'yomer Moshe fnei Hashem, hein ani aral sifasayim, I'm aral sifasayim, v'eich yishma lai paro. So what happened in between these psukim? All we have is the lineage. Nothing really transpires between these psukim. First, the Torah tells us a kal v'chomer. They're not going to listen to me. Paro won't listen to me, just like Klal Yisrael won't listen to me. Kal v'chomer. Number two, I don't speak well. Ani aral sifasayim. Then we go through the lineage of the different shvatim, and the Torah returns to the same story. And then the Moshe Rabbeinu just says one thing: Ani aral sifasayim. So what changed? What was the conversation going between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rebbeinu Shalom? So Meshech Chachma explains brilliantly. Meshech Chachma says that this Kavah Chomer is not a soundproof Kavah Chomer. We know that many of the Mefarshim ask, how could the Kavah Chomer be a good Kavah Chomer? After all, the Torah testifies why Klal Yisrael didn't listen. Klal Yisrael didn't listen because Mekaitzer Ruach L'me'avoy Dekosha. And we know, we've explained in the past, that there are many answers why that doesn't ruin the Kavah Chomer. That even though Klal Yisrael had this claim of Kaitzer Ruach L'me'avoy Dekosha, and Paro seems to not had that claim of the Kaitzer Ruach Me'avoy Dekasha, still Moshe Rabbeinu thought it was a good Kal V'chomer for one of the many reasons that the Mefarshim explained. However, the Meshech Chachma was bothered by another Pirchan, the Kal V'chomer. How are you going to tell me a Kal V'chomer from Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael are Balei Bechira. Klal Yisrael, they have free choice to do what they want. Does Paro Melech Mitzrayim have Bechira? After all, don't we know Leiv Melachim Biyad Hashem? Says the Meshech Chachma, the first time around, Moshe Rabbeinu says, first of all, two things, Rebbeinu Shem. I have a kal v'chomer. If Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me, so alachas kam v'kamba, Paro's not going to listen to me. And furthermore, I don't speak well. Ani aral sifasayim. Says the Meshech Chachma, ulam yesh lo pircha, shebnei Yisrael heima bali bechira. Klal Yisrael had a choice whether to listen. V'zev migvuras Hashem Yisbarach, she'en yediyasu machrachas ha-bechira. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't change, doesn't affect the decision Klal Yisrael is going to make. Aval Paro melech Mitzrayim. Paro was a great, one of the tremendous political powers at the time. He was the melech Mitzrayim. V'leiv melachim v'sarim b'yad Hashem. And the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't allow him to choose whatever he wants, so he's in the hands of God. Malachim ainam bali bechira. Kings aren't bali bechira. Kamosha amar asher shevet api umate zami vani Hashem ubi yadi lahatis levavu kol asher arutza. I can change whatever he wants. So you don't have a good kavu chaymer. Klal Yisrael didn't listen to you because they're bali bechira. They could do whatever they want. Paro, he's in my hand, says the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom says your kavu chaymer is out. Ani Hashem, says the Rabbeinu Shalom. So then Moshe says, okay, you're Hashem. You therefore decide what Paro says. Ani Hashem. That answers the first question. That answers the kavu chaymer. But still, what about the second time? The second taina, v'ani aral sefasayim. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu goes back and only repeats v'ani aral sefasayim ve'eich yishma elai Paro. But this too should bother us because this is not the first time we heard this claim. What about last week's parsha? Last week's parsha, right away when Moshe Rabbeinu is appointed, all this Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm not the guy for the job. After all, ani kvad peh v'kvad lashon. I don't speak well. And the Rabbeinu Shalom answers Moshe Rabbeinu as follows. Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, no, you are the person. After all, who do you think makes people be able to speak? Who do you think makes the deaf, and who makes people healthy? After all, isn't it me? Says the Rabbeinu Shalom, says Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, Vayomer Moshe Hashem bi'adoni lo ish dvarim anoichi, gam mitmol, gam milshushom, gam meyozda berche elavdecha. What does the Rabbeinu Shalom respond? Vayomer Hashem elav misam peh la'adam umiyasam ilaim ocheresh ofikeyach o'iver. Halo enoichi Hashem. Rabbeinu Shalom says, what are you nervous about? It's me after all. It's, I'm the guy who decides. I'm deciding whether you're a kfad peh. So according to many mefarshim, the Rabbeinu Shalom over here was promising Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll take care of it. You're hard of speech. You can't speak now well, but you'll be able to speak fine when the time comes. Then later he adds Aaron. It's unclear whether he added Aaron at this point just to help him, to assist him in speaking, or Aaron was just to go with him, but Moshe Rabbeinu still spoke. But at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani sampe, I'm the one who to gives the ability to speak. Elav mi sampe la'adam, o mi yasam ilayim. And that seems to put the issue to rest. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu coming back now and saying, Vani aral sefasayim, I'm aral sefasayim? We already dealt with that in last week's parasha. Rabbeinu Shalom said, that's not a good time. Now all of a sudden, it is a good time. So many of the Farshim are bothered by this. Many of the Farshim discuss this in the context of another question. A question my daughter asked me in the middle of the Friday night meal. A very good question. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu aral sefasayim? Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom have to make it that he was an aral sefasayim, a kfad peh? Why did it have to be that way? So there's a famous idea from the Drashas Aran. The Drashas Aran, a beautiful idea, explains as follows. The Ran says, because we know that very often you'll have a leader who is very dynamic and very charismatic, and this leader is able to draw people to him, not necessarily because of the content of what he is saying, more so because he's very dynamic, he's charismatic, he's a great speaker. We see this all the time, says the Ran. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Noisein HaTorah, says the Ran. If Moshe Rabbeinu was a great orator, if he was charismatic, dynamic, he would draw the people, we would think it wasn't necessarily the content, it wasn't necessarily the Torah, it wasn't necessarily what he would say. The fact that it was coming from the Rabbeinu Shalom was the fact how he said it. So the Rabbeinu Shalom Bidavka made Moshe Rabbeinu someone who couldn't speak well. So therefore it's clear what drew Klal Yisrael to Moshe Rabbeinu is not how he was saying it, but rather what he was saying, says the Ran. Zichru Teiras Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichru Teiras Moshe Avdi, V'ilu Hayu Lotzach Lashon. If he spoke very well, Lo Haisa Malas Atorni Keres Kol Kach L'Shomeim. We wouldn't be listening to the content. We wouldn't be listening to the Torah, he said. We'd be so enamored by the way that he's speaking. Says the Ran, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be, the Noisein HaTorah had to be an Aral Sefasayim to make it clear to Klal Yisrael, don't listen to how he's saying it. That's not what's important. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to the Torah that comes out of what his mouth. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Aral Sefasayim. Says the Ran, the Rabbeinu Shalom wasn't telling Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to cure him over here. The Rabbeinu Shalom was telling him, I know you're a Raus of Asayim, and I want it that way. It's specifically done, orchestrated that way for a reason. I'm the one who created you that way. Not that I'm going to cure it, but it has to be that way because the person who gives Torah has to be clear that the content that he's saying is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, is MS, not because of the ofen that he's saying it. The Shla discusses this idea from the Ran, and the Shla says as far as a beautiful idea, says the Shla, but he says, I can't imagine it's true. Why? Because what you're telling me, says the Shlach, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the only person who wasn't cured at Matan Torah. We know that all of Klal Yisrael was cured at Matan Torah. And according to you, says the Shlach to the Ran, according to you, the whole reason Moshe Rabbeinu was on a Raus of Asayim was so that he could give the Torah in a state of being on a Raus of Asayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was not cured, says the Shlach, can't be. Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone else in Klal Yisrael is cured, and Moshe Rabbeinu still has this speech impediment. Nimtza divrei haran, very strong, einan kayamin. It doesn't work, says the Shlach, it cannot be, and therefore the Shlach suggests something slightly different. The Shlach says as follows. We all know how it happened that Moshe Rabbeinu became an Aral Sif Asai. Moshe Rabbeinu became a Kfat Peh. We know the story that the Medrash tells us. When Moshe was a little boy, he was on the shoulders of Paro, and he reached for the crown, says the Medrash. He wanted the crown, and Paro got all nervous. This guy wants the crown. Uh-oh, what does it mean? And they came, and they told him, his advisors told him, nah, he doesn't want the crown, he's just a little kid. So, as we know, Paro Melech Mitzrayim did a test. What was the test? We'll see. If he's just going for the exciting glitter and glamour, and has nothing to do with the fact that he wants the crown, so we'll test him with these coals. We know Moshe Rabbeinu originally sticks his hand out for the jewels, but then Malach Gavriel comes, puts it on the coals, and he puts it in his mouth, and therefore he was a Aral Sif Asayim. That's an interesting medrash we're all familiar with, but sometimes we don't make the obvious inference from that. Says the Shlach, so what did this mean? Says the Shlach, think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu now is coming back to Paro, 80-year-old man, after running away, and all of a sudden Paro hears him open his mouth, and here is the speech impediment. Or says the Shlach, we know it didn't end up happening because Moshe Rabbeinu refused to go. But Moshe Rabbeinu refused to go, so Aaron HaKohen is there instead. And Paro's thinking, what do you need this Navi here? Why can't you speak? And then Paro all of a sudden realizes, oh, I know why you can't speak. You're the guy that they told me about 80 years ago. You're the one who's going to come and take my melucha. And still, it was so clear to Paro what Moshe Rabbeinu was there and how the end was going to happen, because it had been told to him already years back that this is what this kid is going to do, and he didn't believe it, and now he realized it's all coming full circle, and there's nothing he could do. Says the Shlach, that was all part of the Kiddush Hashem, all part of the Ashkach over here, that Paro was clear to everyone that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't talk. He must be that kid who originally wanted my crown, and now there's absolutely nothing I could do. Part of the Kiddush Shem Shemayim was that Moshe Rabbeinu came back. He was an Aral Sif Asayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you think I'm picking you despite the fact that you're an Aral Sif Asayim? I made you an Aral Sif Asayim. Samara over here would see that it's you, and still there's nothing that he could do. There's nothing he could do about it at all. The Ramban already writes that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was an Aral Sif Asayim was to show to reference this pasuk, to reference this story that we learn in the Medrash. It was one of the nisim of the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Ramban also says that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have davened better, perhaps Rebbeinu Shlom would have taken care of it. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven enough for it, whatever that means, says Ramban, and therefore he didn't take care of it. But we see from the Shlach, what Moshe Rabbeinu thought was a problem in his shlichas, that was simply the reason, that gufa was the reason that the Rebbeinu Shlom sent Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a Raus of a sign, because that was the sign to Paro, I'm back, and there's nothing at all that you could do about it. But what we have to point out before we close is that this whole conversation has been assuming that the concept of, the phrase of Aral Sif Asayim that we run into in this week's Parsha is the same as the phrase Kfad Peh V'Kfad Lashon that we run into in last week's Parsha. But perhaps one could suggest, very different, to answer our original question. Our original question was, why is Moshe coming back to this same point that he spoke about last week? Maybe it's not the same point. Maybe it's a very different point. Maybe last week Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about Kfad Peh, the Kfad Lashon, a certain speech impediment that he had, and that the Rebbeinu Shlom actually told him, Misam Peh La'adam, I could take care of that. Who is the one who takes care of these things? I'll cure you from that. When it comes to this Yisparsha, he doesn't say, I'm Kfad Peh and I'm Kfad Lashon. This week's Parsha, he says, Aral Sif Asayim. That's something totally different. He didn't have a problem with the speech impediment, but it was a different type of a problem. Rav Shamsher Fuller Hirsch explains the problem in one way. Perhaps it was a problem problem that he didn't speak the Egyptian language properly. So when he came to Klal Yisrael, I spoke Lashon HaKodesh and you took care of the speech impediment. But now, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to Paro. I have to speak Mitzrah. I have to speak the language that the Egyptians speak. Comes the Rashbam and says, you're right, he grew up in the house, but it's been 80 years. He's an 80-year-old man now, and he's been out speaking a different language for all these years. He was rusty. He didn't speak the language so well. So now he comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He says, "Vani arausif asayim." It was good for Klal Yisrael what you said, that you fixed my speech impediment. You took care of it. But now I'm an arausif asayim. How am I going to speak to Paro Melech Mitzrayim? How am I going to be the Shliach? I don't speak Egyptian well enough to speak to him. So now the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't say, who's the one who makes you talk? Because it wasn't a problem in Moshe Rabbeinu's physiological ability to speak. Now is a problem with the language. So he says, okay, Aaron HaKohen, he lived in Mitzrayim all the way through. Aaron HaKohen will be the one to speak to the Paro Melech Mitzrayim.